And it before that we'd shake the coon out, Sim, my bailiff, who was my fishing and hunting companion, would say, along with me, hold all the old dogs now and let the young dog fight him. That happened about four or five times, and the last tree we made about 1 o'clock in the morning, we had noticed all along our friend falling back, and we knew what he's doing. So at the last tree, about 1 o'clock in the morning, the man had climbed a tree to shake the coon out, and we started to say, hold all the old dog now and let the young dog fight him, when he staggered up to me and he said, Jerry, will you do me a favor? And I said, what is it? He said, hold all the dogs, I want to fight him.
I guess he had, you had enough to drink.
Corn whiskey.
Yeah. I believe you had hunted with my grandfather some, Henry Till.
Yeah.
What did y'all usually hunt for?
Coon hunt.
He was a big hunting enthusiast. He's the first person who ever took me either hunting or fishing.
Yeah.
And the first time I went fishing with him, he told me, he said, I must have been three. He said, I'll bait your hook once.
Yeah.
It's up to you. So, let's see. Anything else I wanted to ask you? What are your some of your favorite? Have any favorite pastimes besides hunting and fishing? You like to travel or anything?
No, I don't like to travel. Reading is the next thing. I like to read.
What kinds of things you like to read?
Well, number of things. I like sports a great deal. Football is one of my principal love.
Did you like the game Monday night?
Oh, I enjoyed that Monday night.
I believe it, too.
I played on the freshman football team when I was at university.
Oh, really? What position did you play?
Back and in. Offensive back and defensive end.
Did you play in high school in Montgomery?
Oh, I played at Starks. I went to prep school.
Mm-hmm. What grades did Starks cover all 12 grades, or what grades did it cover?
Starks had about all the grades up to about 2 years in college.
So you could start there.
I started in dental college from Stark.
Oh, I see.
And then from dental college, I went to University of Law. Then belonged to the ATO fraternity there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's still a large fraternity on campus there.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned you didn't like to travel. Have you ever traveled very much?
Only time I traveled during the war, when I had to travel.
How long were you in the service?
Before the war began and until the war was over.
So for the duration, yeah.
Yeah.
Were you sent overseas, or were you?
No, I was over here all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been in Montgomery, I guess, then quite a while.
Practically all my life.
So the next group of questions, next thing I want to talk about is Montgomery, and how can you tell me just in a general way, or in any way you want to, how
Montgomery was a little bitty town when I was not a little bitty, but it wasn't any big town when I was a boy.
But how many people do you remember, rough guess?
Oh, about 40,000, I'd guess.
What were the principal sections of Montgomery at the time?
Well, Perry Street, Court Street, Lawrence Street, Madison Avenue were what I'd call the more fashionable parts of Montgomery.
So almost what we call now right downtown.
Well, downtown, was so many more stores than there are now back then.